Hey guys, it's me, Aaron from Elijah, your friendly CultCast host. Hey, I'm really excited to be bringing you our broadcast of our first ever CultCast Live. Full disclosure, we had some problems with the audio that we didn't catch until after the recording is made. You're definitely going to notice it, but here's the thing. Later in the show, to make it up to you, I'm going to be giving you a URL that you can visit to get an absolutely free copy of Discade 6, the iPad, iPhone, and iPod transfer tool for PC and Mac. It's normally 30 bucks. You're going to get it absolutely free. All you have to do is visit the URL. So with that all said, thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy the show. Here we go.
Good evening. I'm John Sculley, President and Chief Executive Officer of Apple Computer, and I'd like to welcome you to this special showing of our annual shareholders meeting. I hope you'll enjoy this show in its entirety, and I look forward to talking to you later on.
Hello, and welcome to the CultCast, the best 30-minute Macworld conversation you're going to hear all Macworld long. I'm your host, Airfront Elijah. I'm joined by three very attractive men, and you should see them with their shirts off. In fact, guys, should we? No, let's not do that. That's a bad idea.
I'm intimidated. Sit down.
On my right, a beard this beautiful can only be grown on one Buster Heine. Let's give a hand to Buster. Woo! Alex Excelsior Heath joining us next to Buster.
You gave away a trivia question there.
No, we should change. We're gonna have to change that now. At the very end, a man who needs no introduction, the governor, loyal subject of the queen, the Leander Caney. Thanks for coming out. We're super excited to have you guys here. And I know that Vic was already up here and told you guys what Discade does. But we could not have done this event without Discade's help, without Mac Update's help. There's no way we would have had open bar, that's for sure. We would have had like tap water in the back or something.
Lemonade. Yeah.
Vic, if you want to come up here.
I'll start you off at the end.
No, please.
No, it's fine.
No, we need to start with you.
Oh, really? So I'm just going to say a word, that we're really happy doing this event. Us at Discade and with our friends of Mac Update.
Give a round for Mac Update.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we're doing this because we love the show. We love these guys. No, seriously.
I know you're serious.
We've been together for a long time.
That's true.
And we thought we should come out sometime, like do something real.
Yeah.
So this is it. And it's got no other purpose than you knowing our products.
Discade.
Yeah.
That's right. And I said Discade.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Alex gets it confused.
You don't have to tell the name of the company that's behind it. That's fine. All right. Yeah, to wrap up my introduction
Hold on. Tell us what Discade does for those people that don't know.
Oh, you do it better than me.
It's the iPod, iPad, iPhone transfer tool for Mac and PC.
All right. Yeah.
And you guys are coming out with a brand new update soon.
Yes. Last night, we released an all-new version that allows you to clone your devices. And that's unheard for iPhone 5 transfer software. And that means that when you're going to get your shiny new iPhone 6, you'll just plug your iPhone 5S that you just bought into your computer or Wi-Fi if you've been doing that before. And you'll be able to replicate that specific device onto all the iPhone 6 or 5 or 4 or whatever you want that you have in your household in a single operation, and it's really cool. And we're really proud of that because it's all new, and we're the first to do that. So go and give it a try.
We got a cool show planned for you guys. We're gonna be talking about Macworld, and at the end, we have a lot more stuff to give away. We got DJ Egad spinning on some kind of weird iPad contraption that's gonna happen. What's that?
Egads.
Egads. I feel like that's a word Leander uses a lot.
What? I wasn't listening. I already chewed out.
Oh, yeah, no. Now you guys know what I deal with on a daily basis. We're going to be talking about what it's like to be a booth babe. We got a special model here. And there she is, right there.
Everybody's face just dropped.
I asked her if I could refer to her in that fashion, and she said it was fine.
Oh, okay.
I specifically asked her.
I thought it was derogatory.
It's not derogatory. I don't think we're going to talk to her in a respectful way. And...
Very respectful.
Very respectful. So I thought we could start with a conversation on Macworld 2014, guys.
Yeah,
man. Since we're here. And yeah, you guys are all here. Are you guys actually going to Macworld? Yeah. Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Excellent. So we talked a little bit about this on our show last night, which you guys probably haven't heard yet. Macworld kind of like expectations. Leander, do you want to start with... Hi.
Oh, me?
Do you want to start with what this Macworld has been like for you? And
you mean the Macworld press room?
We will say the press room was really a little sad.
It's returned to its traditional home back in the North Hall of Moscone Center. I'm super glad to see that. And there's a bunch of healthy companies. I think it shows that the Apple ecosystem is still alive and well.
Yeah.
And, it's hard to compare it to the glory days of old. It used to be when you go down there, you couldn't even get in.
Yeah.
It was like a Japanese subway station. There was these guys.
That was when Apple was a part of it, right?
And
yeah.
They were pushing you in and you couldn't move. But that was kind of worse because you couldn't, you couldn't function. But I'm glad to see it's still alive. I'm glad to see there's still an Apple ecosystem, an ecosystem of companies that are, coming here. I want to see it survive.
You guys have anything to add to that?
No, I don't. Not really. I mean, Macworld's awesome.
This is my first time at Macworld.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's been weird just to... It's not...
been weird.
It's kind of what I expected, and it's kind of not.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very much like become a fan event. Like, it's not... As much, it doesn't feel like a CES, like a business trade show. It feels more like if you're really hardcore into Apple.
Yeah. By the way, if anyone wants to come up here and tell us what they think of Macworld, we got a mic right here. We would love to hear your feedback. So I got to admit, I'm going to be the honest one. I wasn't really excited about Macworld, but after being here for a day, I have to say, every year that I come here, I'm always kind of renewed at how great of a community there is around Apple stuff. And it's really cool because when you come here, you see stuff that you really wouldn't see anywhere else. I don't know how many of you have been to CES. It's a whole different world there, right? And you see all sorts of crazy stuff. And I feel like the companies here that come here and set up their booths, they might be a little wacky. Some of them are a little eccentric. I always bring up the guy with the bow and arrow. Yeah. That was selling a bow that you can mount your iPhone to. Kind of an eccentric product, but it's really cool to see that kind of stuff here because you're not going to see it anywhere else. And you really get the hardcore fans here. So I kind of feel like I've been refreshed. And it's really great to see a lot of the app companies that are out there building stuff, a lot of the smaller hardware companies that are building stuff. Every time I come here, I just feel, I feel like there's a big community of us that are still passionate about Apple, and I think that's very cool. Leander, make sure you get that laugh track on the mic.
Well, you don't have to see what Tracy just did behind us.
What's that?
She's taking pictures.
Anyone want to contribute their Macworld 2014 opinion? Yeah, do it. Yeah, dude.
What do you guys think of Macworld?
We got Danny V in the front row.
Yeah, how's it going?
Sick or sucks?
Right into it, Danny.
Yeah, I primarily came for the Mac IT conference.
Okay.
Just trying to get, Mac devices, iOS devices in the enterprise. So that's primarily why I'm here. We did hit the show floor and, checked out a couple things, but...
You did hit the show floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get any cool cases? Maybe a nice battery
pack?
No,
last year I got a bottle opener case, but...
Oh,
that's
a pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you used it to open some bottles?
I did for the first month, and then...
okay. And then he threw it away.
And then it went away.
But,
yeah. Yeah, so...
Nice.
But, I'm just looking forward to, this what's out there, what I can bring to my my job, that kind of thing, so...
What do you do?
I'm a director of IT.
Oh, so this is actually relevant for you.
Correct, yeah.
So you want to come and see the cool stuff they have for like...
He's actually there for a reason.
He's actually here for a reason. Now I feel dumb.
I have a purpose, right?
Unlike us.
Okay, thanks, Danny. Fire.
Thank you.
All right, nice one.
That's bravery right there, folks. If anyone else wants to come up and take it, it's right here. I'll hand it to you personally. So, what I thought we could do? We wanted to talk about the state of Apple. We thought that'd be relevant. And I was going to invite Adam Christensen up here. Where is he? There he is. Adam. Impromptu discussion on the state of Apple.
Cult cast.
Adam Christensen from the MacCast, everyone.
Yeah.
One of my favorite podcasts. Do you want to sit in my stool?
It's on? Is this on?
It is on,
it's on. Good.
Hey, you know why I bought that mic?
Oh, yeah, this is my mic.
Well, I met him without knowing him last year at Macworld, and you gave that mic such high praise that I bought one.
Yeah. It's a Sennheiser MD46.
A fantastic microphone. Excellent piece of German engineering. So, yeah, we want to talk about where we think Apple is. And I know, Leander, you just did a panel about this recently.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to share some of the same opinions. But
Yeah. Well, you know, this isn't going to be exactly a hostile crowd, because I don't think that anybody thinks that Apple's in trouble. But, you know, there was a major book that just came out this last month claiming that Apple's in trouble. That they've
You're
lost
talking,
their
of course,
mojo.
About
huh?
Doomed What's the book Empire?
Called? It's called Haunted Empire.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we were talking about that.
I thought it was Johnny Ive.
Do you mean the genius behind Apple's greatest products available on Amazon.com and
right
other fine
now.
Retailers?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there's definitely this perception in the mainstream press that Apple's in trouble because they haven't come out with anything amazingly new. And, you know, without Steve, they can't innovate. All they can do is iterate. They can just come out with the same stuff.
Mm.
And so, you know, it's kind of an article of faith. It's like believing in God. You've got to believe that Apple is going to come out with something amazing and new.
Yeah.
And you know, I believe. I definitely believe.
I'm a believer, too.
There's a ton of clues that they got a whole bunch of cool stuff in the lab that's going to, like, be awesome.
Where is it, though?
Apple was always patient, you know? It was always ready to wait until time was right. And this is definitely one of those situations. And this is an entirely new category of products. You know, the iPhone was cooking in the lab for a good 5-6 years before it came out. And the iPad, too. In fact, it started as the iPad back in 2000 or even earlier than that. So, you know, they sit on this stuff a long, long time till they get it right. And I think, you know, wearables, the TV, I think, is already kind of maybe ready, but they're waiting for these external content deals. But the wearables, you know, they're working on the wearables for sure. And, you know, I don't even think it was going to be this year. It might be this year, it might be next year, it might even be the year after.
What do you think, Adam?
I agree a lot, but the one thing that, as all this has been progressing and we've been hearing, you know, people saying, oh, Apple's not innovating, I get confused on where the perception came from, you know, because Apple has never really created markets. I mean, arguably since the first, you know, personal computer, they created that market, but since then, it's been about disrupting markets.
You don't feel like the iPad was
they
a new creation?
They come into mature markets. Well, Microsoft had tried tablets and failed, you know, miserably.
That's true.
So
okay.
It wasn't like it was a brand new category. So, yeah, that one more than any other one. But you look at the iPod, right? They came in and just blew away what everybody was doing with MP3 players. You look at the iPhone, they went, you know, the smartphone market needs to be changed.
Yeah.
Needs to. So, and I think the problem right now is if you look at the two big main categories people are talking about, you're talking about televisions and wearables. And I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen. There's no market there for any of that stuff. And Apple's watching all these competitors sort of bump into the walls and try things and not really get anywhere. And I think they're really waiting to figure out what's going to be the next thing they can jump in and disrupt. So I think it's a lot about that. And, you know, if you look at the progression, it's Apple doesn't innovate. There's this other impression that suddenly they need to innovate every 6 months or every year.
That's really it.
It's like the premise of Haunted Empire is that Apple needs to come out with something right now because they need to come out with it right now. Historically, it takes them years to do this.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
I mean, we're getting to the stage where that's about to happen based on history, but... You know, it's the idea that because they haven't released a new product category in a year doesn't mean they're failing.
All I can come up with is all of Apple's competitors are just pissed because they don't know what to follow.
Yeah.
Like everybody's upset because like we need Apple to do something so we know what to do.
Yeah. What do you think of Android Wear? The new Android.
That is pretty... I think that's actually pretty exciting. It's interesting, but at the same time... So I think what's interesting about that is that's Google doing hardware and software, you know, together. So the only thing that interests me there is the Moto 360, which is Google hardware coupled with the Google software. And if you look at what they're doing, it's very interesting in the developer SDK, but it's still too early, you know? So they're throwing that out there. I think the form factor and the design is amazing, but... again, the application, if you look at the applications of it, I don't know that it's truly revolutionary. Yeah. You start to break down, it's like a whiz bang, like, wow, that's really cool, I want that. But you get past that layer, and then what do you have?
A Galaxy Gear.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I was like, yeah, I want that, but I don't know what I would do with it. And I think Apple's more about the application of the technology, almost as much as the technology itself.
To your point about how they don't innovate every 6 months, that's exactly how I feel. They've released so much great stuff in the last 6 years. It's going to be a little while before we see something that's truly disruptive again. And I think they're iterating on the great stuff that they have already. I'm not worried at all. And I have a lot of... I'm a believer, Leander.
Me too.
I believe. In fact, I wish I had one of those, like, reverend rags right now so I could, like, dip in my forehead because I'm sweating so bad.
Right.
I'd be like, I believe. Wipe it down and make you all like that. So that's where I stand. You guys have anything to add on that? No, we're good.
The state of Apple is strong, AirPong. It's very strong.
It's a great state.
They got a lot of money.
They got a lot of money, yeah.
Money yeah.
And bullshit walks.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's relevant to this conversation, but I just wanted to put that out there. All right.
We're done?
We're good, yeah. Thank you, Adam. Let's give a round of applause to Adam Christensen. I always love his insight. Okay, guys. We have a get-to-know-your trade show model talk coming up in just a sec. We're also going to do a Macworld Faves and Raves edition where we pitch our favorite stuff that we saw at the show, and then you guys get to vote on which one's best. Mine will probably lose. I'm just going to put that out there.
Well, I actually have one this time. I actually have one.
Did you even see the show for?
Well, no, but someone came to the press room and showed me something.
So you got a flyer.
So I've got something.
You know, Sonos isn't on the show floor this year.
No, it's not Sonos.
Yeah, there's no Sonos. Sorry.
For those of you that listen to the show, what you may not know is Leander generally picks his favorite rave pick seconds before we ask him the question. It's usually something within arm's reach on his desk.
Right.
Oftentimes, Sonos. It's Sonos. In fact, we were going to play a drinking game tonight where every time Leander mentioned Sonos, we had a drink. But I don't think we have quite enough alcohol on site, so that was probably a good idea to avoid that. So stay tuned for that. But why don't we bring Farnaz up here? Farnaz? Hi, come on up here. Let's give a round of applause to Farnaz. Kermani. Did I say that right? I'm gonna let you sit here so I can be a gentleman. Hold on, I don't want to trip. I'm gonna give her my stool, guys. Before we continue, I need someone to do me a favor. I'm out of ale. Oh. If someone could grab me a beer and bring it up here, I don't even care what it is. Just
I could really use a jefe. Just to...
thank you. In fact, yeah, just bring us around. Get one.
And
for
if
yourself.
Anyone can roofie his drink, that would be amazing.
It would be fun to watch me pass out on stage in front of all these people. Bus just roofied me before, so it wouldn't be the first time that's happened. I'm like, I'm getting roofied again.
Every year in Vegas.
So, Farnaz, I just learned this, is a trade show model, a.k.a. some refer to them as booth babes.
I actually have an agency.
You have an agency?
Yes,
that,
I do.
Where, that you work with businesses and send models out to?
So, my agency places talents.
Talents?
At different conferences and trade shows.
Sir. Okay.
Simultaneously, yes, I do work at events myself.
Are you working at an event here?
I did work today to fill in for somebody.
Okay.
And so we represent very talented, smart women who
attractive.
Also know about tech. So like booth babe, the term booth babe is so outdated.
Awesome. Thank you.
So outdated, but rightfully so. So the thing is that you want to hire someone that looks attractive in the booth.
Yes.
That pulls people in. But now, with everything going on in tech, that's boring to people.
Okay.
You need to pull somebody in with your charm and good look. Look at you. You're very charming. You're good looking.
You guys think I'm charming?
Do you have... Hey,
thanks.
Listen.
Thanks.
I'm happy to represent you.
Oh, my gosh.
I take 20%. I called that. I called that. I called that. That's
Buster has spilled a beer all over my MacBook Pro and iPhone.
Babe.
Another favor, can someone bring us a paper towel, please? Rice, maybe an AppleCare extended warranty.
I know what to do. You turn
any
off
of
your,
those would be
you
great.
Turn off your laptop.
Nice. That doesn't look very absorbent at all. No more beer for Buster, guys. It is still working. There's some sparks coming out of the keyboard. So let's put this train back on the track.
About those models are smart.
Really smart.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Models are smart, and we are solution oriented.
Let me ask you this.
If this happens in the booth,
how many people show hands?
Problems.
We're at CES.
Love me some CES.
Anyone remember the girls at the Hyper something booth that were painted white with the X's
Dom
on their tatas? Okay.
Yeah.
And the G strings. That's obviously way lower class than what you're talking about, but it is quite effective.
So the word class. Listen, I don't get offended by anything. I told you this before.
Yes, you did.
But to say someone's lower class,
I didn't mean
is
that.
Also,
I was trying to put you in a different category
if
as
anything,
somebody that
if
would
anything,
do that.
We're the lower class.
Yes, that's,
well,
very,
yeah, I mean,
that's very true.
You know.
Well, you know, I think there's been a lot of controversy the last couple of years about models at trade shows because some people have said,
choosing his words very carefully.
Say whatever you want. This is an open
forum.
No,
sorry, continue.
Yeah, get dirty, get honest.
Get raunchy.
Real.
Yeah, get raunchy.
Be real. Don't lie to me. Don't sweet talk me.
Okay, right.
Get real.
It's just, you know, there's a you know, it is a bit of an anachronism that there are these scantily, that tech companies hire scantily clad women to cater to largely male.
Well, this is life. So,
what does a scantily clad woman tell me about the brand?
That you want to go examine it further.
Except that I want to look at it.
Yeah.
Oh, those Hyper babes are naked.
Well, I think that, you know, like a lot of these small companies are run by introverted tech geeks, and they have a problem talking to the public. And so they hire people to be their spokespeople at these trade shows. They need to get attention. Is that, do you think that's true?
Well, that happens at every event. So events that are actually a lot more tech heavy, like Oracle Open World and Dreamforce.
That sounds like a party
VMworld
right there. Oracle Open World.
MacWorld is,
you know,
basically just like a glorified garage sale where people are selling crap out of their.
Whoa.
So, here
I've never paid $100 to go to a garage sale.
Well, other ticket prices for conferences are thousands of dollars. Well, I said that because nobody else is listening to a word.
No, they're all drinking back there.
But this is a trade show.
Oh, they're listening.
This is not a tech-heavy conference.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. I've always wondered this. So, at that
do not cut that sound bite.
No, I'm not. That's staying in. We rarely.
You don't edit anything.
No, I mean, do not cut it to make it sound worse. Cut it.
No, I would never do that. Let me ask you this. So, at that booth that I mentioned earlier, those women standing there, painted white, with their nipple pasties on and their G-strings, with all the Asian men looking at them. There's a lot of Asian men at CES. That's not.
There are.
There are a lot of Asian men at CES. Have you ever been there? There's a lot of businessmen there. How uncomfortable does that make you? You obviously are engaging with the customers.
I don't feel uncomfortable ever in my life. Well, ever.
You're standing there painted white in a G-string.
But I wouldn't do that to
myself.
Okay,
so you don't put yourself in uncomfortable situations.
And I would never put a model. So to each their own, and I don't judge people.
I'm not judging
anyone. I don't judge them either.
I'm just saying there, if I was standing there.
I take a picture and I walk away.
The point I was trying to make is now the whole landscape in terms of like hiring talent for your booth is different. You want somebody there who can speak intelligently on behalf of your company, make your company look good, be somebody who can also troubleshoot some situations that might go down, like drinks falling on a laptop. And everyone here looks very bored, but
to take care of a particular job, right? But just talking to the public.
Yeah.
I can totally understand that. I think it's an honorable thing to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, at the end, why do you hire talent for your booth?
Can I just state the obvious before we wrap up on this segment? People like looking at attractive women, painted white.
Who does
attractive men? Attractive people.
What about attractive men?
Let me just say, I agree with you. People like looking at attractive people, but I think that men enjoy looking at women. maybe more than women enjoy looking at scantily clad men. Is that not accurate?
I think that's bullshit.
Okay, well, there you go.
Oh.
Hold on. I would like to know what Dom was just saying to Joel. All right, please, come up.
Oh, we got Dom on the stage.
I was going to say, one thing that I did notice, though, is that these booth babes, they aren't very knowledgeable in what's going on. So when, you know, you're talking to them and they're like, let me get this other person. Well, why didn't I talk to them to begin with?
We need to wrap up. I've enjoyed this conversation. No, you have nothing to be sorry about. I've enjoyed hearing your perspective because rarely do you actually get to talk to someone who is doing that kind of work.
On the front lines. Doing a totally unappreciated job. You get a lot of shit and no appreciation.
Absolutely. All right, let's go ahead and wrap up this segment, move into a Faves and Raves Macworld edition. Thank you, Farnaz Karamani, everyone. Thank you very much. Is it just me? She kind of looks like Jennifer Love. Yeah?
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yeah.
I thought she... Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
No one sees that? It's just me. Okay, guys, we're going to go ahead and do a wrap-up with an all-new Macworld Faves and Raves and Faves and Raves and...
Faves and Raves!
I love seeing the
That was actually...
beautiful.
Not bad. We should consider starting a barbershop quartet. We could do Leander and the Cultists.
We only think about Apple songs, Seth, though.
So for those of you who have never heard the podcast before, this is the segment where we pitch our favorite apps in tech and then vote on which one's best. We're going to need your help because when we pitch our stuff at the very end, we're going to need you to cheer on who you think has the best product. Does anyone want to go first?
I do.
Okay, Buster, you go first.
Okay. Does anybody, the rumors about the iRing that would control your TV and everything, they were totally...
I just want to give a shout out to Stephen Biercock, by the way.
No,
Stephen Biercock, I know
Biercock,
you're not here.
Biercock, where are you at?
But you're here in spirit.
But anyway, somebody actually made the iRing real. So you can actually put it on your finger. It's a metal thing. You can take texts by drawing the words in the air.
This is your pick for real.
This is my pick because everything at Macworld is a gimmick, pretty much.
I saw this, and I was like,
the best gimmick.
I was totally dumbfounded by this product.
I thought it was. It's actually. I mean, it's too expensive. But it's
what is
kind
it good for?
Idea.
What would you use it for?
Dude, air texting. It's gonna be huge.
Getting married. Getting married, Irfan.
That thing was way too boss to be a wedding ring. Would you rather type on your iPhone? Or use your finger to make air gestures.
I love you. You can do emoticons.
I do it all the time.
You do it all. Leander's actually, this was your pick, wasn't it? Anyone see this ring that we were talking about?
You guys,
am I right or am I wrong?
No. Yes, it is
an awesome concept.
I mean, the battery lasts for 3 days. It is pretty. It's a gimmick, but it is kind of.
This is what I could see an iRing being useful for. Okay, so like if I've got a ring on that's got like iBeacon or something like that, and I've got my hand like by my Mac, it knows iMessage knows to only send iMessages to my Mac.
And when my ring
leaves, stuff like that. You know, like proximity.
You can do the same thing with your iPhone in your pocket.
Dude, no, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Okay.
I'm saying proximity aware, it's hyper aware to have a ring with like iBeacon, Bluetooth LE, where it can know exactly where you are and where you are in relation to your devices. I think that's room for some kind of innovation of some kind.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with you anymore. I was just surprised that you picked
I don't like your pick, so.
It was that or a gun tripod thing.
Okay.
That much cool stuff, sorry.
Who wants to go next?
Okay, me.
Okay,
so
Leander.
My pick is the Oloclip iPad lens, which is
Is that new?
Kind of.
Yeah, I'm hearing yes. Okay.
It's new to Macworld. They just showed it for the first time here at Macworld this week. And again, the press room showed it to me. It's actually not even shipping yet. So, yeah, it's totally new. It's coming out at the end of April. And it's an Oloclip lens, four lenses that you can clip onto your iPad. And like, you know, you don't really immediately think of the iPad as a photographic device.
In fact, I wouldn't at all. Yeah.
Gosh,
because the camera on it is so
there's
bad.
There's nothing worse than going to a concert and there's someone in front of you with a giant
iPad. If you're one of those people, I hate those people.
That picture is going to look like crap.
anyway, so.
Yeah, true. Yeah, sorry, Leander.
Well, but did you notice, you know, Apple's got this new television campaign for the iPad called Your Verse. And if you look at it, they're all people taking pictures of their iPad. So, like, you know, taking pictures of the iPad is the new taking pictures of the iPhone. Everyone's taking pictures of their iPad. And this lens, you know, it's four lenses. It's a fisheye, a wide angle, and a macro. And it's actually, you know, it's a really great device to take a picture on because it's a big, fat screen.
Yeah.
And you can totally see what you get.
Yeah.
It's
especially if you're like a grandma
a great way
or something.
To take a picture. And it's a great way to take video, too.
Yeah. Like, I said, especially for grandmas.
I can't hear anything.
There's nothing wrong with grandmas. I love grandmas. Grandma's the best. I'm just making a point.
Anyway. Okay. These guys are real, like, and they're also design nuts. So, they delayed this thing because it has to look exactly like the aluminum finish on the iPad.
Yeah.
So they've chamfered the edges, and it's exactly the same tone.
Yeah.
And they had this, you know, like they're Johnny Ive-like perfectionists, and it's like $70. I like it.
Okay. All right.
I'll go.
Okay, Alex,
okay,
you're up next.
Now, this is not necessarily innovative or cool. Really, I mean, it's cool. I think it's cool. It's the one thing I've seen at Macworld that I saw and was like, wow, that's really trippy. Like, it was like, this is really weird. It's the Base Egg. I don't know if anybody's heard of this. It's this tiny Bluetooth speaker thing, and you set it on a surface, and it uses the surface, some scientific voodoo, to amplify the sound.
Does it sound okay?
It sounds really good. Yeah, right there.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Dan!
It was
shameless plug for Moshi.
It was really cool. They showed it to me, and he was like, he took it off, and it didn't sound that great. And then he set it on the on the surface, and it like had this bass to it, and it sounded
good.
Yeah, and he was like, it works really good on wood. So I mean, you know,
that's true.
Come on.
He's like, I'll give you a personal demonstration in the back. Woo! Later. You're going to say
the
something?
The vibrations no. are great.
Later's giving me the no. No.
That's too...
Okay. You know, I like to give attention to the small guys. And there's a lot of cool, like, smaller products here that you really would never see anywhere else. And this product was released at the show. And because I play games a lot on my iPad, I thought this was very cool. It's called the Contact Patch. Did you guys see this?
Is it the little ring that you put on your finger and then it magnetizes to the iPad?
No, in no way is it that item that you just described.
Yeah,
it's totally different.
About,
so,
Buster?
If you play games on your iPad, you know that when you play for a long amount of time, your screen gets greasy and your thumbs move everywhere, and it makes it hard to play on. So, this is a really simple product. It's really cheap, too. And all it is are these... special rubberized pads that you put onto your iPad screen, and they just stick on. You don't have to like get them wet or anything like that. And then they give, oh my gosh, get that away from my computer. Get that away from my computer.
What do you want?
This thing's still dripping. Miguel from
Twitter handle?
San Diego just bought us a whole round of ales. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Hey, by the way, before I continue my winning pick, how great are these koozies?
Yes.
Might very well be the best swag we give away all night. That was Vic's idea. Where's Vic? He's here somewhere. Oh, he's over there. So they adhere to your iPad screen, and then they make it much more easy to play games on your iPad. I think it's really cheap. Probably, I think, $15 or $20.
So it basically lets you have tactile game buttons on your iPad.
Yes, and it makes it easy to find the controls by touch instead of by looking because
that's what I meant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then it also makes it easier to actually, you know, keep your thumbs in the same place without sliding across your nasty face grease all the way across the screen.
Cool.
That's my pick. It's probably the cheapest thing that we talked about. In my opinion, it's definitely the best.
yeah.
I think it's $20. Okay. And I want to give this guy some juice. Contactpatch.biz. Not the best URL. I'm going to put that out there right now. Contact Patch. It sounds like something they sell
at
like a store for husbands
right
and wives.
That sounds like a contraceptive almost.
Yeah. Does not. It sounds like something totally different. In fact, the box makes it look something like that, too. That's my pick. Okay, so Contact Patch.
Hey guys, I'm back. So this is where the audio got really bad. We couldn't use it. Unfortunately, it sounded like lots of machines making love to each other. But that's okay. The only thing that you missed was the end of Faves and Raves. And guess what? Buster won. Wow, what do you know? It was a lot of fun. And that weird eye ring that he pitched seemed totally useless, I think. And I think if all of our listeners had a chance to vote, it's clear I would have won. But hey, as promised, to make it up for the bad audio, head on over to Discgate.net/MacWorld2014. That's the number 2014 at the end there. And for a very limited time, you guys have heard me talk about Discgate 100 times on this show and how great it is. They are giving away free licenses. I told them they were crazy, and they agreed, but they're still going to do it. So head on over to Discgate.net/MacWorld2014. Grab your free license now. Stick around. There's a little bit more show left. Thanks for listening. Here we go. All right, guys, that's all the cult cast we have for you guys this MacWorld. Thank you for coming by. Hey, if you want to follow us on Twitter, Leander's L. Caney, Alex's Alex E. Heath, Buster's BST3R. I'm at Airfond, and of course, for all the best news, reviews, and how-tos in the world of Apple, make sure you're following Cult Mac. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.